Verizon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. All right, your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours daily, Monday through Friday, from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. Aaron is engineering the syndicated broadcast in Minnesota. Rich Sheevan's with us, and we're going to be talking about gardening today. He wrote the book, fascinating book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Hey, welcome, Rick.
Thank you, Vince. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing really, really well. Had a meetup last night, and you know what? I taught a seminar about starting your own business. And next week, we're going to be talking about gardening. Gardening is something that's in the forefront of many of our minds because we want to eat better, we want to stay healthy, we want to lower our costs, and that's what we're going to talk about today, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, and you know, I was thinking, last night when I did this seminar, it was about starting your own business, and the focus was, you know, why would you have a business? And, you know, you look at the tax deductions of the wealthy. Well, we can take them too. I mean, we really can. And starting your own business can make that happen. And I was thinking about you and your book. And I'm looking at the front cover of the book. And there's a picture of your cabin. And I'm thinking, you know what? That would be the ultimate deduction. And I bet you could even pull it off. Because you're on the radio. You know, you're talking about your book. Some of your income is derived from your book. And this off-grid lifestyle that you have, the gardening and learning how to do all these and sharing what you've experienced, I'll bet you can deduct your entire house. I'll bet you can deduct all of the things that you buy for off-grid living, your garden seeds, you know, all the experimentation that you do. It'd be a push. It would really be a push, but I'll bet you could do it. What do you think?
Well, you know what? My accountant, I do everything by the book because I just, that's just
yeah,
the way
too.
I am. And
yeah.
My accountant does ask every year for my property taxes. So maybe maybe there's something there. I don't know. He does everything.
More than that. Here's what I'm saying. You know, I'm looking at your you've got a chimney coming out the left side of your home. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, okay, you can experiment, you know, with heating with wood, so the chimney and the wood stove and the chainsaw and the oil and gas for the chainsaw, okay, let's see how that, you know, how this experiment works. And, you know, the type of refrigeration you use. Now, do you use propane refrigeration?
No, we don't have, we have a refrigerator that we use during the summer months that we plug in downstairs. It's a SunFrost type refrigerator where the compressor's on top so the heat doesn't dissipate through the box like the typical refrigerator that most people have. But, Vince, what I would like to do is take your idea and start talking about gardening in the context of a business, how you just mentioned, because what do most people – look over the last 50 years at movies or when you talk to somebody and they go, why am I working? Or you ask them, why are you working? What's the number one answer? So I can put food on the table, right?
Yeah.
So right. Gardening, folks, is really, I call it a recreational necessity, but I love gardening. It's been an interest and hobby for me for years. And because of what's happening financially, economically, socially, and politically in this country, and that's how I base my book on that particular reasoning on why we need to be more self-sufficient, I just feel that gardening is so important, Vince. I'm going to scare some of your listeners today, but I'm going to give them some good ideas, too. In my book that Vince just talked about, I talk a lot about heirloom seeds or open pollinated seeds, but I don't mention hybrid. I mention GMO. Okay, so I'm going to throw a little scare in you folks right now, because GMO, there's enough legitimate studies out there that show that GMO foods can cause cancer, organ failure, and changes in our DNA. Basically, the powers that be have eliminated all accountability for food productions, especially with big agribusiness. And GMO foods don't even need to be required by law to be labeled as GMO. And that should scare the living bejesus out of everybody. And you look at GMO in general. Basically, these are crops that are sold with herbicides, antibiotics. Like one example is Roundup. You know, this is poison. Okay, they're putting bacteria in the DNA of plants. Anytime you see anything that's been manufactured or made in the laboratory or in vitro, which is a test tube, if you're consuming it, run. That's my personal opinion, okay? And in addition to that, for anybody who has a small farm out there who does commercial farming, if these big agro businesses, they're patenting their seeds now. And I've seen and I've read stories about this, and I've seen documentaries on this. When seeds are being blown away onto other farm owners' land, these big, like Monsanto-type corporations are literally suing the farmer that the seed blows on and pollinates on their land. So I personally, Vince, I just don't understand why anybody would not want to grow their own garden and especially use heirloom seeds.
Let me tell you a quick story, Rich. We have a lot of people that come to the meetups, and one of our meetup students said, you know what, if you haven't been gardening, I suggest you try using the GMO or hybrid type seeds and get used to it. And that person was met with, I won't say an attack, but with a response that was pretty overwhelming. And the point of the response, everyone else in the meetup group said, are you kidding? There's not a lot of time left to experiment. So why don't we get with the seeds that we're going to use rather than using disposable seeds that will only grow one time? Meaning if you go with the heirloom seeds, you can plant them, and if you do it properly, you can save the seeds over and over again, and you'll never have to buy more seeds. And so, but this other person who was saying use the GMO seeds, or the hybrid seeds, was saying, yeah, but it's harder to grow heirloom seeds. And the fruit doesn't look as nice, as pretty, as uniform, as palatable, you know. And that's true. However, I believe that if you don't start with heirloom seeds and learn how to grow heirloom seeds now, you're going to have a tougher time as we progress through the decline of society.
I've done both, Vince, and I'll be honest with you.
So have I.
Growing hybrid seeds is not easier, to be honest with you. It really isn't. Now, as far as looking prettier, forget about all that. I mean, that's totally irrelevant, folks, because let me back up and go to some basics right now. When you go to the produce section of a supermarket and you're picking all these vegetables that are pretty, especially during the winter months, most of these vegetables don't even come from America. They come from other countries, South America. They could be full of pesticides, never mind GMO foods. You know, they're not going to say that. They're going to say it's hybrid, but you don't know it's GMO because it doesn't legally have to be labeled. But the important thing to remember, everybody, is that our soil, most soil now, anywhere you go, especially in America, is not virgin soil, okay? It's been... has oil and gas, and it's been contaminated. It's been chemically beat to smithereens, if you will. And the vitamins, the minerals, and the enzymes come in good soil. That goes into the vegetables which we consume. What's the sense in eating something that looks pretty if it doesn't have the proper nutrients, okay? Now, enzymes are so important, folks. They act as catalysts for biochemical reaction. And this aids in digestion and nutrient support. Well, enzymes have a temperature and a pH ranges and sensitivities, too. And that's why I'm such a big proponent of eating raw vegetables during the summer months. And basically what it does is it cleanses your body. It releases the toxins that should not be there. And I even have a chapter on the immune system that dovetails with gardening. And basically we're eating foods that are food-like substances. And one out of two of us are dying of cancer. So vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, especially immune-stimulant produce, is so important to consume, and that's why I concentrate on those particular categories in my garden.
Rich, we were talking about that last night at the meetup. Cancer seems to be increasing at an increasing rate. And now we're seeing young children with cancer. And I remember back in the 1960s, I only knew of one young person who had cancer and died from it. And it was rare. Mm-hmm. Now it's not rare. Our children know children who have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of scary. And, you know, my question is always, where did you live before here? You know, those kind of questions. So, you're right. And at our farm, we have chosen a larger section for our garden. We're looking for as much virgin soil for our garden as possible, and we have some. So we're amending it, and we're making it as good as it can get. And we're going to have intensive gardening. We're trying to grow as much food for our family as we possibly can. As a matter of fact, there's so much interest in this, Rich, that our next meetup at Ziggy's is going to be about canning, how to can what you grow, and how to grow a better garden. So what do you grow, Rich Sheevan? When we come back, let's talk about your garden and what you grow in your garden and why and the results that you get. Rich Sheevan, he's written the book. It's page one at usaprepares.com, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. It's a really interesting book. It's a quick read, and it's a great way for you to think if figure out your plan B or plan A. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37, the extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rich, you live in a cabin in Montana off the grid, and you have a garden, and you grow some of your own food. Tell us about what you grow.
Yeah, well, we grow about 25 to 30 different species of vegetables, Vince. That includes, obviously, tomatoes. Brandywine is my favorite heirloom tomato. It gets about double the size of my fist. Cucumbers, several species of squash, winter and summer, corn, green beans, peppers, asparagus, rhubarb, peas, cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, carrots, Swiss chard, chives, onions, garlic, horseradish, turnips, beets, many different kinds of lettuce and spinach and eggplant, kale, parsley, parsnips, radishes, lemon sorrel, and potatoes. And I just want to mention, because my objective here, folks, is not just to help people, but to really inform you as well. When you go to the grocery store, and nothing against, you know, everybody I realize has to make a living, but potatoes are sprayed with most, for most commercial farms, are sprayed with a chloroprofam. What this does is slows down the budding shoots and the rot. And a lot of potatoes that you buy also comes from very sandy loam soil with no nutrients, so it's all chemicals inside the sand to make the potatoes grow. They also often get radiated, and federal law protects potato farmers from revealing this information. All of these processes destroy nutrition and vitamins. And not just from potatoes, but, you know, you hear all these recalls of food around the nation quite regularly from things like salmonella, listeria, E. coli. You know, these diseases have caused sickness and even death with a lot of people. And I'm not saying these things to scare people. I'm just saying that it's so exciting. It's so much fun to grow a garden. I only spend 30 to 40 minutes per day in the garden on average throughout the whole you know, the summer months. And I love it. I start my seeds indoors in a solarium, and I heat the solarium with convection from my cabin, and I have a ball. It's just a ton of fun, Vince.
Rich, have you already started your seeds?
I have started some of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've done.
I will start the majority of my greenhouse plants, Vince, before the end of the month is over, and a lot of the seeds go directly in the garden, you know, like root crops and such, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how much have you, as a percentage of what you eat so far, do you have a feel for what percentage comes from your garden?
Absolutely. We grow about 90% of our produce, and we do raised bed gardening, folks. If you combine all of my raised beds and put them together in like single row gardening, it's only like 1/10 mm-hmm. of an acre. That's it. Because I keep the nutrients, the vitamins, the enzymes, the minerals all condensed in raised beds so they don't leach out, so I can grow a lot more vegetables in my raised beds so they don't compete against one another. Are you there, Vince?
Rich, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is that you say, but it's really tough staying connected with you. Maybe it's the connection that you have to the pharmaceutical industry. You think that's what it could be?
Well, it could be part of that, but I'll tell you, I say the truth. I say it like it is. You know, my mm-hmm. book is about fighting for truth and standing for principle,
yeah.
And that's why I talk about the financial, economic, social, and political reasons why we need to be more self-sufficient. And, you know, the powers that be do not want the truth. They want to control everybody, and they want followers and not thinkers. And I'm trying to shed some light to create more thinkers out there, Vince.
Yep. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. Cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us. Rich, I just want to let you know that I admire your courage for leaving, you know, the bright lights and the lifestyle of New York City to become a producer. You left Consumer Central, New York City, to become a producer where you hunt and fish and grow 90% of your own food. And you mentioned, Rich, that your garden, if you add up all of your raised bed gardens, it'd be about 1/10 of an acre. And just for descriptive purposes, a 1/10 of an acre would be something like 66 feet by 66 feet square. Now, how big is that? That'd be about 3.5 cars, bumper to bumper to bumper, by 3.5 cars, bumper to bumper to bumper. That is roughly 66 feet by 66 feet. It's a small area if you have a farm. It's a very small area. Mm-hmm. And you raise 90% of your food mm-hmm. in that much space in raised gardens.
That's correct.
Would you tell us why you've selected raised bed gardening? And that's what I have here at the farm. But please tell us your feelings as to why.
Well, first of all, for most of your listeners live in suburban urban America. And mm-hmm. I warn people about the heavy metals in urban and suburban soil. So mm-hmm. one thing that raised beds do, folks, is if you can get good topsoil and create a compost pile over years. Now, I want to talk about compost before I talk about why raised beds. Composting is basically, we have chickens, we have turkeys, we have goats. All that straw laced with what I call brown gold goes into the compost pile. Every eggshell, radish top, banana peel, coffee ground, tomato stem, everything organic that most of urban suburbanites throw away mm-hmm. goes into our compost pile. So we use, mm-hmm. so we're basically building our own soil. You can still do this if you have a little corner, you know, in your backyard, even in, if you have a backyard in suburban America, you can always start your own compost. So what raised beds do is give you the opportunity to basically raise, create, make your own soil, however you want to look at it. And I recommend raised bed gardening, not just for northern gardening zones like Montana, but warm temperature zones as well, because everybody has temperature zones when they start their garden in the spring. Southerners might start a little earlier and end a little later, but you still need a certain soil temperature to germinate seeds. And what raised beds do is warm the temperature of the soil earlier in the spring and then keeps the soil warmer into the fall. And this will make germination and root growth a lot more productive as well. Now, there's also benefits besides soil temperature, and I already mentioned this. It helps retain moisture and nutrients. So that'll give you faster growing times and larger quantities of produce. Here on my little hobby farm in northwest Montana, I have very poor glacial silt soil, which contains very little nutrients. So this is why I choose the raised beds, because of the reasons I just shared with you.
Mm-hmm. And there's another reason, and that is you don't need the machinery with a raised bed. As a matter of fact, Rich, our raised bed garden, a trowel is all we need. The soil is so light and loamy that all we need is a trowel, and we don't even have weeds in it. I mean, literally, no weeds in our raised bed garden, and it works great. So you are in the business of recycling just about everything, right? What do you do with newspapers regarding your raised bed garden?
Newspapers, cardboard, we will put that on the regular ground surface before mm-hmm. we add soil to the raised bed that we're making. So, and that just keeps, well, the purpose of that is to help keep the initial weeds down to a dull wart during that first year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what I did, a lot of our students at the meetups used, and the expo, used newspaper and cardboard in their raised bed gardens. I happen to put down a mesh. It's a fine mesh that lets water travel through it, but doesn't let the weeds come up. And, you know, there are advantages and disadvantages of both, but and I like the newspaper idea now that we don't use lead in the printing of newspapers, so I'm okay with that. All right. So, Rich, when you grow your garden, do you find that you have so much food that you can't eat it all at one time and you end up canning it also?
Well, we can a lot of food. We give some away to friends, as you know, just because, you know, they're good friends of ours, and we try to help as many people out as we can. But gardening is not a chore. To us, it's fun. It's a hobby, and that's why I call it a hobby farm. And I just get so much enjoyment out of it. And the biggest joy I get is doing what I'm doing now, is I'm getting to help as many people as possible. And I hope I can motivate and inspire some of you listeners out there to start at least a little plot of gardening, just because of the health situation that I shared with you earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Rich, when you think about it, consumers are at the absolute mercy of the system. You know, if they've got an electric can opener, if they got an electric stove, if they buy all their food, they're absolutely at the mercy of the supply chain. Now, let's say we're in growing season, and you were unable to get to the store for 2 months. Would that be a problem for you?
Well, you know what? It wouldn't even be a problem for me if I didn't have a garden, because I'm pretty well educated on edible and medicinal plants as well. You can walk behind me for 6 months out of the year with a bottle of salad dressing in northwest Montana, and I could keep you fed. So there's and I don't do this as a survival thing. I don't do this because it's a prepper thing. The reason why I do this, Vince, is because I love nature. That's why I left the metropolitan area of New York City. And the main reason, I wrote this book for lots of reasons. One of the main reasons is that I see the middle class in a lot of despair. They're losing control of their destiny, of their health, of many facets regarding financial and economic reasons. So this is why gardening is one of my topics, because not only do we do it, I don't consider myself an expert. I don't consider myself an expert at anything, because I think I would be bored if I just did one thing to qualify as an expert. But I know how to do these things well enough that it really helps me control my destiny with my health, and especially the compromised health that I do have. And it offers, again, it's a recreational necessity to me.
Rich, in the summertime, right after the broadcast, I will I'll cook some pasta noodles and spaghetti noodles, and I'll go out to the garden, and I'll pick a few tomatoes, a few jalapenos, a few hot peppers, an onion, and I'll cut it up, and over a cold plate of pasta, I will add diced onions, tomatoes, jalapenos, and other hot peppers. A very small amount of salt, a little bit of olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, and a little bit of vinegar, and I'll toss it, and that's lunch. And the cost for that is probably 25 cents. You know, if you don't include the electricity to boil the pasta. Mm-hmm. Some might, you know, have a problem with the wheat. It doesn't seem to bother me. Maybe it does, and I don't know about it. But for the most part, I could do away with the wheat and just have a tomato and onion and hot pepper salad with a little bit of olive oil and vinegar. And it works great for me. And I do that all summer long, Rich. It's virtually free, literally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can do the same thing for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when you grow corn, I'm sure you're not growing GMO corn, which is what, 85% of the corn supply?
At least.
GMO?
At least. Mm-hmm. Corn, soy, there's a lot of products out there, folks, that it's very difficult to find heirloom seeds for.
Rich, even one of the things that we talk about on this broadcast is the location of the garden. And I remember back in the 1960s that a lot of people had gardens in the far corner of their 1 acre, you know, when they lived in suburbia. And the gardens did not do all that well because they were in the far corner. But as people depended more and more on their gardens, they moved them closer and closer to the back door, closest to the kitchen. Where do you have your gardens?
My garden is about 100 yards from my cabin. It's at the southern exposure portion of my meadow. And I have 8-foot fencing around it because I have tons of deer, elk, moose, and bear that come through here on a regular basis. And if you don't have a good fence around your garden, you're just doing a lot of work for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, your garden is really, I would consider that pretty far away from the kitchen. Now, is that because that's where the best soil is?
That just happens to be where I put it. And I like walking a little bit here and there because I can't do a lot of strenuous activity, so walking to me really makes a big difference. But I also want to talk about what some of the vegetables that you mentioned. You mentioned peppers and things like that.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the clock here, and I see that we're running out of a little time. I just want to give some good information to your listeners, Vince.
Sure.
I grow vegetables that fight cancers and tumors. Basically, that they're immune stimulants. I mentioned that. It gives your body a certain homeostasis to survive and thrive. And some of these vegetables that cure cancers and tumors or fight them off is broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, which are basically the cabbage family, and asparagus. And we also make a tincture, and that's what reminded me to say this, because you talked about peppers and onions and stuff, and mm-hmm. I consist of garlic, onions, cayenne pepper, ginger root, and horseradish. We grow everything but the horseradish. These are the type of foods that we concentrate on, folks, because we try to build our immune system instead of tear it down. And we all know that, for example, sugar is an immune suppressant, so we try to concentrate on immune stimulants. And I want to talk briefly about the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
The immune system is it works on inflammation, circulation, allergies, infection, detoxification, cancers, and tumors. So for all of you listening who might be on certain pharmaceutical drugs, which are mostly synthetic, I want to ask you, do you think growing a garden could help your kids, your elderly parents, have a better life?
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Imagine a world where a surveillance device exists in every home in America, on every person. And it's accessible by anyone with freely downloadable software on the internet. From government and business competitors to thieves and abusive spouses. Sound far-fetched? It's happening right now. Big Brother is listening.
Target is on the move.
Watching.
Cell phone signal acquired.
Using your cell phone to spy on you.
Tracking GPS coordinates.
Even when you think you've turned it off.
Recording audiovisual data now.
End the espionage now with the privacy case. Using military-grade electromagnetic shielding, the privacy case can block unauthorized remote access, prevent GPS location tracking, and stop audio-video eavesdropping. Order your privacy case now at privacycase.com and use coupon code GCN for free shipping. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
Today, it's hot.
Watch it.
Oh,
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Sheban's with us. One, a New York man's journey to off-grid living in Montana. Great book. Easy read. I suggest you consider it. If you'd like more information, it's on page one of USAPrepares.com. There's a link to the book. There's a post about the book. And we've got a caller, Jeff, in Fort Wayne, Indiana. You're on with Rich Sheban.
Hello, Vincent.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you just fine.
Oh,
you're on
great.
Air.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for taking my call, and I think your show is great. And I'm calling in regards to, I kind of am looking at eco-villages around the country, and I'm wondering kind of eco-village versus buying property with a small group of people. Do you have any
Rich, what are your thoughts?
That?
Well, I'll tell you, Jeff, I know people, not just around Montana, but around the country who are getting together of like mind. And what they're doing is sharing and bartering skills. For example, one person might have a little extra capital. One person might be knowledgeable in putting up a solar array. One person might be knowledgeable in gardening, hunting and fishing, edible and medicinal plants. One person might be a builder and so forth. And I'm a huge proponent of that, especially if you don't have all the resources to do it on your own, because, you know, look at the skills that Americans are learning these days. I mean, what are we teaching our kids to push buttons, manage paper, and be politically correct? So if you have people of like mind who want to buy a piece of property, I would definitely lean towards that. This way you can control a little more of your own destiny. And, you know, I can expand on that. Maybe one person has the ability to work on the computer and is already making a good cash flow at home. Maybe one person has more free time and they could be the caretaker of that particular property while the other people get their final ducks in a row in urban, suburban America. So one thing I talk about in the book, Jeff, is synergy versus division, because that's what the powers to be are doing is dividing us and putting us in groups so we don't have any synergy. They want us fighting one another. So
I see that.
Yeah. So what we need to do is negotiate, communicate, and have synergy and put things down on paper so there's no whining. So when you go into an endeavor like this, people understand what their roles are. And I'm seeing this stuff pop up all around the nation. I know of a community in Montana they bought over 100 acres. They had 30 people working there, and many of them are professionals, and some of them are not. And they're all ages, from little kids to old people. And, you know, we've lost the mentor-protege relationship in America. Talk to the old people. Talk to the people who have been there, done it.
They're hard to get through to, the older folks.
Well, it's because they've been, you know, disrespected and distrust. You know, the powers that be, again, they're dividing us. That's why they're trying to reduce.
They've been fooled. They've been fooled for so long.
Yeah, yeah. So I get a lot of my information, Jeff, from older people. They're a wealth of information. And let me tell you something about us older farts, okay? Most older people, all they want to do is really help one another, okay?
Right.
Like when I come on this show and I listen to Vince's show, every time I talk to him privately, all he wants to do is help me and help other people. I mean, you can see it, you can feel it, you can hear it. And most younger people want to mostly feather their own nest. And that's not a bad thing, because we all have to start out and get some type of net worth and get a game plan together. But older people are such a wealth of information, and Asian cultures revere the knowledge and expertise and experience and wisdom of older people. We need to get back to that.
Yes, we do.
Well, guys, another hour of radio has just evaporated. You know, Jeff, I agree with everything Rich is saying, and I'd like to add one little point to it. If you can do that and maintain some ownership, I'm all for it. Because there are communities where you don't own anything and other people own it and you work hard at it and it's not yours. That's something that I would not want to be part of. But if you're an owner, I'm all for it. Jeff, thanks so much. Rich Sheehan, thanks so much. This is USAPreparedness.com. We'll be back at the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.